fi see a visionary rise. Them who don't want me, they them bury. Now go in. No, my God is stronger. Someone I'm gonna make them do me just like with them.
I hit some fire key, give thanks to life, you know?
Now, serious thing, we are here again, Ballhead and the Dread. Give thanks for everybody supporting the thing from those times. Now, have to remind the people, look out for brand new album from the one R. Tarchi, a.k.a. the Dread, coming soon. EP still running hard. Link is in the description. Also, check out our short film, Jamaica's, the story of Jamaica's most famous shirt, the Mesh Marina, and link for Dr. Umar Johnson full interview. So make sure you check out that one. Far Eye, what we're reasoning about today?
You say, well, we are reasoning about Dajin Kabaka Pyramid and the recent accolade where they get same speed and the work where they put in over the years to same speed, you know?
Nah, serious thing. I think, all right, so this is not, we're going to give you the real reason why Kabaka Pyramid won the Grammy, right? And this is not a mix-up interview. This is not a conspiracy interview. The reason the man won the Grammy, because he put himself in the position to win the Grammy. Whether he won the Grammy or not is the fact that he put himself in the position to win the Grammy. And we want to go over some of the things that he has done successfully that many people in the business or younger artists need to do to kind of build up their thing. Farai, first thing I want to do in regards to what I see is really lacking in the reggae industry, not the hip-hop industry too much, but what I've seen personally in the reggae, management, right? Some people don't have managers or a team, and if they do, it's a bridging. I have spoken to him personally years ago in the back of the juice shop. What he called it? What he called his own again? Bebel Rock something or whatever. Anyway, those bridgings there told me how they searched out information to improve themselves at their craft of being managers, right? Abby and Shamar. Shamar also plays as an engineer, make sure the mix is clean, right? Obviously, Kabaka is a student of the music. They're a student of their craft. They've been together for a while. Another thing Kabaka Pyramid has done very well is the band. As you know, when you touch the road with the band, the profit is not there. He spoke about that in interviews, and he went through that curve where it started to be profitable. And at the same time, they have meshed, they have grown together, and they're able to put forth the music on the heights. Surrounding yourself with top people, I think it was very beneficial with him linking up with the Marley camp because they're in the studio 24/7. You know what I'm saying? They're in the studio 24/7. They're on such a height musically, and to be in that environment, I'm pretty sure he picked up a lot of things. I've heard the growth, especially in this latest album, and it seemed like he has a very far. What do you think about that? It seems like he was very influenced by Damian Marley.
No, straight through. You can hear it, you know. Remember, say, all right, the one naturally have the lyrics, right? And if you naturally have lyrics, that is a start of that. And if you have made Steve with Damian Marley, you know the man, the lyrical, and the way of the man, the put words together, it just make you want to listen more. So the one naturally have lyrics. And then over the years now, when we realize that him really I work on the most, when we really observing music, him I work on the melody. So a melody, you know, I had a part of it with him that I work on because I realized a certain note when from if you had made back the Rebel Music EP when it first come out with from them time there. And then you made the Calling album. It's a total difference here in regards to melody. And him said, this is Rebel Music now. Him would have give them thing right now. If him even give them same line, they might give that different. That's why you can hear all tune like safe right there. And them tune they will still have the type of sensual type of touch there, but it still give you a melodic flair to it. And the tune them do it tiffer the same way. And them tune there, you can still hear the side there, and then you can hear back some other tune like Mystic Man, some tune like Addiction No Way, where you hear the real grimy side of the thing and what the reality is in the streets and the reality is certain place. So it have the blend there, and the blend there too. Naturally, Damian Marley have the blend there too. So you realize that it does reach the right place and it does start take off.
No, serious thing, Frank. I just want to touch on a couple more things that he has done successfully that people can replicate, pirate, right? Doing the road. All right, the man tour a lot, you know, because I think they have a tour coming up, EU UK tour. I'm not sure if I counted correctly, but it's either 28 or 30 dates. That's pretty impressive because it's just him. At least that's what's on the flyer. It don't seem like no package or you going out there with other people, you know, so respect to that. Linking up with Revolution, I saw he did a different set. It wasn't necessarily my set, something that's my taste though, but I understand how he catered to a particular crowd out there. But they do pretty like great. They entertain. They put on a show because they do the thing with the guitar and all that, and with the brazier and all these other things. So he's definitely honed the skill of live performance, which is another thing people struggle with, you know. But through repetition and doing it consistently, he puts on a good show, and he has great musicians fire. I don't know all their names, but I know the brazier Shakur, the guitar player, and Basie and all them. And respect to them. I don't know if they went to Edna Manley or what. But Farah, they play anything, you know, because I saw back a diverse group of people that rep a salute and they never miss a beat. I'm talking about artists from 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, up to present, straight through rocking, you know? So they definitely have a crew of great musicians. What else did we want to touch on? He does a great good.
The consistency that we keep on off here emphasize. We keep on off here emphasize it because it's not a whole heap of youth of consistency. It's not a whole heap of youth. Have a craft and continuously just build them craft and know where them want to go, right? So, all right, so we are talking about even Grammy. Grammy might not be the goal for enough youth, you know. Or Grammy, but if their goal was Grammy, then and their show is all right, see that we can conquer that. Their goal was to make sure same can travel with him, but him conquer that. So it's something where, and the most important thing is that they don't have no lyrics were dirty. And the most important thing that we really want to emphasize right now, they ain't on the dirty lyrics. So all of the man that we tell, we say, oh, this happened for them because, oh, and them are dealing with it and you don't know, man. Them are fighting all the chopper song and all of this and that. Then, remember, you're there with the chopper lyrics. You're there with some lyrics where I talk about some different type of thing for you. You see me, I say, stand up at them thing that the man tell you for doing a fire. The man show you, man, draft you, Peter, Tasha, show you about your heritage. Junior Biles, them are show you your heritage, them. And
Eddie Fitzroy.
No, yeah, I don't know,
Jewel. Yeah, no, serious thing. And regardless of the rhythm that he is on, the message does stay the same, right? In regards to the album now, right? In regards to going back to the Damian Marley influence, I think you see it or hear it the most in Mary Jane. Mary Jane gives me a vibe. Damian Marley has a song, Looks of Deceiving, on his Stony Hill album, Roots. Roots vibe, that could be that type of energy. I was really impressed when he sampled Eddie Fitzroy, Easy Ride. That's my tune, to tell you the truth, you know? And he did his thing. Also demonstrating his versatility with another sample for Mystic Man, but bringing out the whole UK flow, you know? I thought that was very impressive, especially to start the album, get the party started. You mentioned previously Fade Away, Junior Biles. I like Grateful with Jameer Morgan.
What make us about the tune the unorthodox? It catch me all heap of time. Like, man, like, what? Wait, what the man them stop the beat? What the man them stop the beat? That's so far. Come on, it's a boom. So it is a tune that it have like you can't see a whole heap of thought going at it. A whole heap of thought going at the tune there. Cause you hear like man them stop it and the man them come again and then it. One at a time, it almost sound like a two different key to me. It sound like all two different key, like all the key changing it too. I swear to the eye fire, if it's right.
No, it's a bugged out tune, tell you the truth, yeah. And Safe Right Here is another one that I personally enjoy. But this is the thing, and this is for young artists out there, right? You have to look at people who are doing stuff and analyze it. Stop grudging them fire and stop fighting them. And just see what they're doing that works and apply it. You get what I'm saying? Put the Grammy to the side. We just talking about this because he won the Grammy. You know what I'm saying? But we have to acknowledge that the consistency and the man has been out there doing his thing. I'm still on Contraband. All right, I'm still on Contraband, tell you the truth. You know, what's the tune you have there with Pressure? Make Way? I'm trying one terrible tune, yeah. But, yeah, it's really a bridge to analyze, and they put in the work. They really put in the work. They really put in the work and put in the rounds, you know? And this is another thing, too, we need to acknowledge. And no disrespect to Baka when I say this. I'm not really sure how many Jamaicans know him like that, you know? But at the same time, well, no, seriously, I'm not sure how many Jamaicans know him like that. I have a cousin he deep into the thing, but he would view Kabaka almost like to this day as like an underground artist, an underground lyricist.
No, but I true do a file like, all right, what make that feel like my mention the old Chapa vibes. So that me I talk about, you know. So that me I try to show you, say, so remember, say, in a Jamaica, you know, at the youth, them where they do the Chapa business and them type of thing there. The youth, them we don't know music to certain levels, because if you tell them about a key and tell them, say, them off key, they might tell you, say, I fit them style. But so them type of youth, the members say, them youth, they really run Jamaica and them thing there. You're not really a ear Kabaka Pyramid. You're more ear Kabaka Pyramid them on a radio in a Jamaica.
All right. And that's I want to say that too.
Yeah.
You would never hear a Kabaka Pyramid tune in no dance in Jamaica, all right? And not going to happen, right? But I said all that to say is that you can still do the road hard overseas and have people paying to come see you, all right? You know, I just think that, like, I don't know if it's a pride thing, it's an ego thing. I think some Jamaican artists get bogged down with Jamaica. You know, and when you analyze it, it kind of, yes, I know that's the home ground and all, but Jamaicans don't buy music. And they're very tricky when it comes to live performances. They're very tricky. Very tricky, Farah. Because remember, you, all right, Kabaka was at Rebel Salute, right? Yeah, it was at the end, the crowd was leaving, but I'm not sure how much people will come see him in Jamaica like that. But many artists, we put Kabaka, many artists that would get a nice crowd overseas, because Jamaica is just a tricky place when it comes to live performances, right?
And I hype the people in my deal with. Them not really deal with substance, a certain level is not fire, all right? You know, all right, we are talking about Kabaka Pyramid. If you want to check if an artist is good, right? You have three different art. Music is not just one art, you know. It's a combination of arts, right? More the people them over this and listen carefully. You have three different sections to the music. See? You have performance. Performance is a different art, you know. It's an art by itself, you know. Can this check. Person perform? Check. All right. See them tomorrow. More they tell me. See them? And then you talk about if a one can DJ or one can sing, you know. So if a one can DJ or sing, you know.
Check.
All right. Different craft that. And we are talking about a recording of an artist, you know,
check,
recording.
Check.
So that means I show that it's a different thing for a man to sing. A different thing. No, sorry, not recording. Writing, I should say. The writing.
You get 10 checks.
So you see me I try to show you? So the writing, the performing, and then the singing or the DJing. So that means I show you three different craft that combine the writing. The singing or the DJ and the performing, three different arts. I mean by performing arts, you know. And that's totally different from the composition itself, you know, which is the writing, you know. I talk about the first actually having the talent to carry out what is written on the paper. So you see, if the artist check them box, yeah, as they said, be a check. I say, you know, so if an artist actually strive the right way and the one that strive them way, they. So them thing that you them feel really a look pan. Let me tell you, sometimes I feel like you them have all the wrong role model them too. So all of that are the next. All
right, that's why I wanted to. That's probably the main reason I wanted. We should be doing this podcast. That is to kind of push them in a way and push them in the direction of a formula you can replicate. You know, you need a band. You need to know how to perform with a band. That's the next schism that's going on. Performing on a track. And performing on the band are two different things. It's just two different skill sets. And in order for you to grow to a level where you can provide for yourself consistently, like you need to know how to put. People not trying to see nobody yelling in no mic on no track overseas. Yeah. They want to see a band. They want to see a performance. They want to see a show. They pay their hard money. They want to be entertained. All right, serious thing, right? You know, so respect to them same way. Anyone listening, remember, get your management team together. Your managers, hold them accountable. Make sure they're learning their craft. If you could squeeze in an engineer, that's a blessing. Try your best to keep the band intact. You know, you may have to sacrifice and take losses on the up front, but long term, you'll be good. You, yourself, the artist, the talent, work on your craft. And humble yourself and go around people who are better than you that did it and take advice. Because you don't know everything, Farai, and you always can improve. And people respect when they see improvement in your craft. There are a lot of artists that's doing the same rhyme scheme from 10 years ago. It is what it is. They haven't grown in their craft. They're literally doing the same exact thing, sounding the same exact way, talking about the same topics. One last thing I want to talk about, Farai, that Tune Addiction don't get enough credit, or we didn't highlight it like we should. Not only the wordplay, right? But I really respect anyone who can criticize themselves. Especially artists. Because you know the artist ego. Because you know the artist ego is just way somewhere in out of space. And that's why I respect Marvin Gaye. I forgot the book he had there, but he co-wrote the book with the guy and he was very truthful about his shortcomings. They definitely put in the work. They really did put in the work for it. They really did roll in. For a reggae artist right now to have 30 dates in UK and EU by themselves. Fire, I don't care if this man performing in kitchens. The fact that it's 30 different places to perform for Fire is quite the thing, you know?
Especially, you have to see a youth, strive and go and do him thing, and you have to just bless him up on the way, same way. As Mr. Was, make it even worse, the message positive to same way. Ah, them thing they want you to. First thing, people can't ever understand this, you know. People can't understand this. Even man like all me is an artist, you know, fire. We can always tell when time a youth has strive and a do good, you know. Because when I feel like said, the art them is not a competing type of thing, you know. When I go see a youth arise and we ask a boy, go the man the art arise and you know, kind of people some people pre-life, you see what I say? But them never understand. Because sometimes I tell people about all the calling from what they. And I be a positive thing, and a man ask me, say, oh, you're an artist and you talk about all them on the work. Are your work where I pre? I say, no, you can't pre the thing the way they fire. A straight positive vibes, this. And them message that we promote, same way. I want in a competing aspect. You see me? I say,
but she,
most people in a pre long term.
But she brought it up on numerous shows, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, exactly.
Doing a serious thing. So, all right. So, respect to them and the whole team. Hopefully, anyone listening can pick up on some of the things that they did that put them in a position to win. Because all you can do is put yourself in a position for a success, right? Nothing's guaranteed, right? But the work that they put in, they really put themselves in a position. You know, salute to them for the Grammy. And obviously, there's more stuff to do for it. But anyone listening, just put in the work so you put yourself in a position for success. That's the main message of the whole reason. Put yourself in a position where you have the probability of being successful, partaking in certain things, you know?
I make sure you can be a role model too. Because them things, then enough of them not realize you have to, anything where you are, you have to be a role model. If I look at you, I look upon you, and if I decide to follow your footstep, will you be doing the right thing?
Serious thing. We give thanks for everyone tuning in from those times to now. Do remember, Farai has an album coming out soon, and we get the preview here. All Head and the Dread. EP still running. Link in the description, disrupting the status quo. If you get free time, make sure you check out our short film, The Story of Jamaica's Most Famous Shirt, The Mesh Marina. And we have the link there for the full interview from Dr. Umar Johnson. So make sure you check that out too.
But just a moment, get killer. Even though we never did, I do no wrong still.